if the damage occurs on a roadway that is maintained by the Ohio Department of Transportation, they can file suit at the Ohio Court of Claims to recover their damages.
And how would they go about doing that?
Depending on the amount of their damages, if their damages are $10,000 or less, all they need to do is go to our website, and there is a form complaint that they can print out and mail back to us that asks fairly simple questions. The form itself has been developed so that a person doesn't need an attorney to file the claim. Just ask them basic questions about what happened, when did it happen, where did it happen, and what were your damages, and then submit like a bill or an estimate or an invoice about the damage caused to your vehicle. If the claim is above $10,000, then they would have to file a complaint with the judge of the Court of Claims, and that would follow the same standard procedures that a civil action is filed in any court of common pleas throughout the state of Ohio.
Now, when people file this claim, do they have to prove any wrongdoing on behalf of the state?
What they have to prove is, first of all, that ODOT had either actual or constructive notice of the defect that they struck. And ODOT, after either receiving constructive or actual notice, had a reasonable amount of time to repair that defect, but did not. And then that defect caused damage to their vehicle.
How would they go about proving that? I mean, would there be a way that they would know that ODOT had knowledge of the problem?
What ODOT does is ODOT takes telephone calls from motorists on a daily basis, and they keep a logbook. And unlike a normal civil case where a plaintiff alleges certain facts and then the defendant files an answer denying those allegations, in an AD situation, an administrative determination, what the defendant does is files an investigation report. In other words, the defendant has a requirement under the law to investigate the matter. So one of the things they provide is a logbook, and it shows who notified ODOT, at what time was ODOT notified, and then depending on the time period, the person can receive damages in that matter, or if they know someone in the area where the particular accident occurred, and they can get affidavits from those people indicating how long that defect was on the highway before they struck it, that's another avenue they can use to prove their claim.
And who decides if the claim is valid and if what they're claiming is true?
I do.